Now time to continue what is our regular segment during this time, and that's our roundtable. We'll further discuss the Mfumi allegations and the president's press conference last night. Joining us here in our bureau in New York City, Robert George, editorial writer of the New York Post. At member station WGBH in Boston, Callie Crossley. She's a cultural and social commentator, and she can be heard in the New England area on the weekly radio program Beat the Press. And joining us today from member station WOSU in Columbus, Ohio, George Curry, editor-in-chief of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. George Curry, I know that you've covered the NAACP for years and know many of the board members there. You heard Kwasi Nfume's interview. What's your thought?
Well, you hear the rumors. I've heard the rumors for years, and you always hear the rumors. And the problem with it, if you're a public figure, people are going to always say things, so you have to be careful about that. Now, the one thing that I find disturbing about this, and I was satisfied with Nfume's answer except for one thing. Ben Chavis had to be removed in 1994 because of the issue of harassment and everything else, misusing funds, but certainly not being able to keep his zipper up. And that the fact that he would allow himself to, whether it's 3 months or 3 days, to be involved with a staff member there, I find it poor judgment.
I have to agree with George on that one. It's unfortunate, but especially when you're coming into a situation given what your predecessor did, you really have to have to be like Caesar. You really have to be like Caesar's wife. You have to be above reproach, and it's very clear that Nfume put himself into a situation that months later can come back to bite him.
Callie?
Yes, I would just add to that to say that the memo uses the words, the impression that, the belief that this was going on, that the allegations were true. And so to echo what my fellow panelists have said, if you are involved in a relationship, it allows then the use of this kind of language and also for people to draw conclusions based on their belief and their impression that this is what is happening.
Now, one thing he also said, though, and I think this is important, too, is that people will judge him. I mean, they'll make judgment about this, but also judge his ability on what kind of senator he would be. I mean, JFK, Bill Clinton, we've had a lot of philanthropic presidents, so that's not new. All public office holders, quite a few of them, quite frankly. And so, I mean, but people will not make a judgment decision on whether to support him or not based on this issue.
I'm going to have to slightly disagree with George on that, because yes, it's true that we've had a history of philandering presidents and so forth, but we saw the difference between what happened when it was JFK, which was basically everybody kept it very quiet and it didn't become public, versus what happened with Bill Clinton.
But let's make sure that we understand both of those gentlemen were married or are married, and were in the case of President Kennedy. Kwasi Nfume is not.
No, that's quite true. But in the question of whether this falls into the general nature of sexual harassment or inappropriate workplace relationships, I think it is going to be I think it could very well become a larger issue. And I think Mr. Nfume may be a little bit naive if he thinks just says, well, the voters just want to focus on the issues. I mean, the fact is, you can look at any number of campaigns, and what becomes an issue is not necessarily what the candidate thinks.
Well, let me make sure that we underscore, though, that at this point there are no proven improprieties. There is no proof of sexual harassment. And again, he is a single man and was a single man at the time. So we will see what the investigation holds. That is, if in fact the board of directors intends to give that information publicly. And as we oftentimes know, particularly the NAACP board is very tight. All right, let's quickly move to the president's press conference last night. George Curry, any surprises there?
No, I was underwhelmed. Bush is still trying to sell a Social Security plan, saying, okay, well, maybe we won't give as many benefits to the wealthy. But he still has an uphill battle, even within his own party. This is not going anywhere.
Did that surprise you, Robert George, that at this point he stood strong? I mean, the one thing you hear about George Bush, many point to the Iraqi wars, that he will stand strong in gale winds. Some pundits suggest that last night would have been the time to cut bait on the Social Security.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. And one may criticize him as being stubborn, or some will say, we'll credit him to sticking by his guns. I think what is interesting is, as George kind of hinted at, is that he subtly changed the debate into, in a sense, almost playing the class card on it, basically saying that if you're a lower income worker, you'll end up getting more, proportionally speaking, out of Social Security under his reform package than if you're wealthier. Now, I think the dangerous way of going that, and that's probably why I think a lot of Democrats are going to balk at it, is they do not want to turn Social Security into a de facto welfare program, and there is that danger of once you start making it look like a class based kind of an economic program.
Callie, interestingly enough, what we also heard is the echo of what Republicans have taken to when dealing with Democrats of late, is that, hey, at least we're coming to the board with something. Where are you guys with ideas?
Well, I think that's absolutely true, but I did want to respond to Robert's last comment, and I would say that he tried to change, put the spin on this as a class issue. I'm not sure people are going to buy that. 51% of people are opposed to the plan, period. I think that's all he had to say, Ed. He had to say, well, at least I have an idea, because the way that he's presenting it, even in the context and at the same time of trying to tell us that he really wants to work in a bipartisan fashion, it came across as stubborn. This would have been an opportunity, if not to backtrack, and I'm not suggesting that he was going to do that, but just to send a little signal that maybe there's some room for discussion here in light of the kind of response that I now am seeing publicly and certainly from the Congress itself.
George Curry, what are the thoughts? Summertime is coming. Gas guzzlers getting ready to hit the roads on those summer vacations. The president was quick to say, look, we haven't had an energy policy for a long time. I identify with the problems that people are having, and we're here to now fix them, albeit in his mind. And as he said last night, it may be late, but it wasn't necessarily on my watch that this happened.
Well, what has happened on his watch is he made a proposal, 4 years ago. Now, you have Republicans control in the House and the Senate, and you have Republicans in the White House. If they really, really want to move this thing, it would have moved. It has not, and the reason it's getting attention now because of these high gas prices and all the people selling SUVs saying, please help, send somebody here because our sales are going through the toilet.
To be fair, though, two of those 4 years, the Senate was de facto controlled by the Democrats, and on an initiative like this, they also had the power to block by filibuster, say, the exploration in Alaska.
Yet, Robert, we heard last night a nudge from the president saying, "Hey, guys, get this thing moving."
That's true. It's finally got through the House, and the Senate is supposed to work on it when they come back in the next week or so, I guess.
But I think the bottom line is that people are just not enthused by this. And as much as he might try to sell this as the answer to the gas prices, I think the other side can say, hey, even if this pushed through, this is not the answer to the gas prices, the higher gas prices.
And I will also admit there is one aspect where there were some Republicans balking the last time that the energy package came through, and that was because they felt it was too pork-laden. That was McCain, for example, blocked it as well.
George Curry, interesting answers when asked about faith and politics last night.
Yeah, he did depart from the pack on that when he said that if people oppose his judges, it's not because of their religion and that they will have a different political point of view. And I think he's accurate on that, and he's right, and he should have said it sooner.
Some people have suggested that he put that out there just as what he usually does is to allow the extreme to put out the position. And then if he says something, I'm not suggesting he might not be sincere, but if he says something a little short of that, then it looks like he's in a better position to see if there is some to make himself look a little bit better as far as
sincerity or not. Robert George, that's smart politics, though. Isn't it?
Of course it is. I mean, it's the arguably it's the Republican version of what the Clinton people call triangulation. You make yourself the moderate by defining yourself against the extremes of the other two parties.
And finally, George, what most struck you last night?
Nothing. I mean, the thing.
Oh, you just love you love our president so much, Mr.
Let me answer that. What struck me is that he had a press conference. You know, the man almost had none his first term. He's having them on a regular basis, and I think that's good. Of course, he's trying to sell
what about bill you, of goods, Robert, very quickly
for but me. I think it's better.
Well, I mean, I think for once he at least, I think he sort of underscored some of what he wants to do with Social Security more. He should have probably done that a little bit sooner, but it shows he's still sticking to his guns with it, whether it actually becomes policy or not.
Callie, real
Robert, he's desperate.
What
he's
struck me is that there was nothing new. I have to go back to what Georgia said. Nothing new. If you're going to have a press conference, at least come to the table with something that would create a headline.
All right. Robert George, Callie Crossley, George Curry, thank you all so much for joining us today. Greatly appreciate it.